Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Some Egyptologists are absolutely sure they know who the Pharaoh was in Moses' day. Other experts are just as sure that those experts don't know what they're talking about. The fact is, no one can be sure who the Pharaoh was in Moses' day. The rulers of Egypt enshrined their names in endless hieroglyphs. Every wall, every pillar, is covered with illustrations of their exploits. They made sure the record lasted, engraved in granite and marble and gold. The dyes they used are still almost as brilliant as the day they were applied. But the pharaohs themselves have faded with the passing years. Moses, on the other hand, turned his back on Egypt's vaunted pleasures and treasures. He lived 40 years in one desert with a bunch of four-legged sheep, concluding that he was nothing. He lived another 40 years in another desert with some two-legged sheep, concluding that God was everything. The sands of the wilderness have erased all evidence that any Israelite ever lived or died there. Yet, because Moses' name is recorded in God's eternal book, everyone knows about him. Christian, Muslim, Jew, all revere his name. There obviously is a moral here. Let Paul tell us, quote, "The things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." 2 Corinthians 4, verse 18. Go in for God's things. Well, Moses had a son in Midian, calling him Gershom, meaning stranger, because, said his father, quote, "I have been a stranger in a foreign land." Exodus 2, verse 22. Time passes. The Pharaoh hunting for him dies. Then the children of Israel groaned because of the bondage, and they cried out. So God heard their groaning, and God remembered his covenant. Verses 23 and 24. Something big is about to happen. Something really big.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.